Today, our special guest is the Interim Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum Instruction and Assessment, Alexis Harmon. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hi, it's always good to talk to you. I'm excited to be on the show this afternoon.
Well, that's good, because every time I talk to you, that means either school is starting or in school, and this is the hours, the days, the countdown that is happening to the next year. Well, number one, it's exciting. Everybody knows that. I don't. If I had a way to adjust all my kids' body clocks of when they would go to bed and when they could get up, you make the suggestion, hey, you might want to start getting up a little earlier. And then they look at you like you're from Mars. Well, I know I'm not alone in all of this, but it really starts a week from tomorrow. There's no going back.
Week from tomorrow, they're going to savor every last second that they have. But yes, a week from tomorrow, August 7th, we welcome all of our students back into our buildings, and we're thrilled to be able to do so.
Now, you're busy as always, and we're trying to get a head count. We're trying to get everybody in. We're trying to get the curriculum put together. We've already done all that stuff. What is there left to do, Alexis, here in the last 6-7 days? Well, teachers are going to go back early next week. Give us kind of the timeline to get ready for next Wednesday.
Yeah, so teachers come back into buildings on August 5th. We'll have opening day joining together. All of our secondary staff members will come back and we'll greet them actually at a opening meeting on August 5th at 8 a.m. at South, and then we'll do the same thing with all of our elementary staff in the afternoon as well, and just a time for us to come together as a district and get excited about the year ahead of us and our plans together. So, and then those teachers will spend August 5th and August 6th preparing their rooms. Their principals are getting the building ready now for them, and then it's just getting everything in place. It's putting the names on the desks. It's getting, make sure the pencils are sharpened. We have, thanks to the great support of our community and our referendum, we're providing all of school supplies for students. So send your kid with a backpack and a water bottle, and the rest is taken care of by MCCSC on August 7th.
That's absolutely fantastic. And again, not every school corporation is doing this, so I don't want somebody to hear our conversation and think, oh, well, then I don't have to worry about that. No, this is just for the MCCSC. Not all referendums are created equal. So, again, just not to confuse anybody. Yes, that is true. That's a big deal. And when you mean a backpack and a water bottle, that doesn't mean, oh, and a couple of pencils and a full. No,
right.
That's it.
No,
That's it. That is extremely, extremely exciting. Let's talk about some heavy lifting for a moment. We know the open houses and the meet and greets are right around the corner as well, and we'll get to that. We saw testing numbers come out over the summertime. I just want to – what is the importance of these numbers, I learn, I read, or anything else? In the corporation's viewpoint, what do we learn by getting these results, and what does it mean for the upcoming school year?
I mean, we certainly we look at those numbers, and they help us assess kind of where we are, where we need to go, what areas we need to work on with students. But they're one number in a large, view of things and information that we have about our students. We have our own local assessments that we use also to give a better picture. Our teachers are going to get to know our students. They're going to be giving them, working with them on their schoolwork. And we use all of that information together to kind of help us make some decision-making about instruction and what we need to do to make sure that students are learning and growing and gaining the skills that they need. So those are certainly important numbers for us that we're paying attention to as we think about large program, we think about the programs we have in place, the curriculum that we have in place, and the supports that we have in place. But it's one piece of a larger the information that we have to inform those decisions.
There you go, folks. It is not the end of the world or the beginning of the world. It's just right there in the middle. Alexis Harmon is the Interim Superintendent for Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessments. Well, in the summertime, take us through what your summer is like. I know you get a little vacation in here and there, but school years end and school years begin. We don't cram everything in what we want to fix. This is a 365-day-a-year rotating cycle. Would that be an accurate description for people that are following along today?
100%. I mean, this is. We're working year-round. We're here. We're thinking about those things. We don't cram it into the summer. We don't cram it into the school year. It's kind of a constant. We have some opportunities in the summer as adults to do some professional learning and planning and creation and reflection around the things that we do and make sure that we are, if there are changes that need to make, we make those adjustments so that we do them on a schedule that makes sense with students' learning experiences and things like that. So in the summer, we're reviewing what we know about the last school year, what we want to make sure we put in place for the future school year, and kind of just ensuring that we have the right supports and the right resources and the right structures to provide an excellent education for our families and our students.
Now, the feedback you get comes from the classroom. It comes from the administrators. It comes from guidance counselors and parents alike. Are there any new things on the big whiteboard coming up for the start of school here on August 7th?
You know, well, certainly we're also attentive to directives from the Indiana Department of Education and the state as a whole, and we have graduation. A hot topic right now, graduation requirements. There are new state standards, so we do some of the work to make sure that we're still in alignment with all of those things and offering all of the opportunities we need for our students to ensure that they can still meet those things as well. As you know, additionally, we have a huge new service that we're providing. I mean, we have provided pre-K education.
Yes. Not
before,
like this.
But not like this. We are expanding our pre-K services for any student. So we'll have 25 pre-K classrooms across our 14 elementary schools, but there will be 13 elementary schools with pre-K at those sites. And we are still continuing to enroll. So any MCCSE family that's interested is still encouraged to enroll in our pre-K program. We also do have services for preschool programs as well, but our pre-K is our big expansion this year. And if students are 4 by August 1st, they qualify for our pre-K program.
Do you still have room for people that are like, wow, just moved here, had no idea, or moved into the district? Can we still do that? Now, you said August 1st. That is hours away.
They have to be 4 by August 1st.
Okay.
But we will have continuing enrollment throughout the summer and school year for anybody who moves into MCCSE and wants pre-K and wants to enroll their students in pre-K programming.
How?
The student must have turned 4 by August 1st.
That's the key point. Be 4. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Turn 4. Be 4. Mm-hmm. August 1. A lot of 4s in there. So that's important.
Yeah.
And the other part is the financial outlay for the pre-K. How does that work, Alexis? And what do people need to know? Or who should they call if they need some more information to make all this work?
So they certainly should call our early learning education office, and they're ready and prepared to answer any questions that you have. There's an application process, and it is on a scale. Eligible families could potentially have pre-K education fully funded, and the most is $4,000. You know what? Don't quote me on the number.
it's a ballpark. It's a ballpark, so you understand how that is. And
MCCSE families receive at least $4,000 of tuition support at approved outside providers for pre-K too.
There you have it, folks. And the pre-K day is a long one as well. That's a full day of. That's not like 2 hours in the nursery, right? This is
full-time
school. Well, that's exciting as well, because the whole point behind this, Alexis, is to do what? It's to get our youngest ones more comfortable in that setting, and they're sponges at that age, aren't they?
They are sponges, and so much of the research shows that those early learning experiences are essential to students just developing and growing and learning those key skills that are going to make them ready for kindergarten and learning beyond there. So we're really excited about it. We have a curriculum. It's called Creative Curriculum. It's research-based, but it's really focused on playful, hands-on experiences for students. So it's engaging. It's fun. It's where it meets the students where they are in their development, and it's going to be really. I'm so excited. We had pre-K teachers here last week training on the curriculum and working together to just get prepared, and everyone just can't wait to greet those students as they walk through the door.
And that greeting will take place 1 week from tomorrow. Now, I know we had a MCCSE school board meeting back on July. Well, not June, was moved because of the terrible weather we had. July 23rd, and we got together, and the Childs and Templeton, is this a merger? What's the proper terminology I should use with this as not to confuse folks?
It is being referred to as the Childs and Templeton merger. That is in alignment with the resolution to merge the two schools, populations of the two schools.
Now, for people that perhaps weren't paying attention or maybe as much attention as they need to, the mccse.edu front page has a whole bunch of information on how this process is going to work. But what we do know, Alexis, I believe, is the vote has been taken. This is going to happen. So we're moving forward. I think I have that right.
Yes, the resolution is the consolidation of Childs and Templeton Elementary. It was in April, the April 2024 board meeting, and it is going to happen. Their resolution is there. So now we're focused on the plan for it, and we want to make sure that we provide our community with up-to-date information on how we're working through that plan. We have many goals to gather feedback as well. And as you said, right on our webpage, you can go and you can see more information about the meetings we plan to have, the ways we're collecting information. And there's a button there also on the website if you have feedback about that, to go ahead and contribute that, because we really want to hear what people have to say and build a plan that is represents our community well and meets the needs, meets the directive of the resolution and is responsive to the needs of our community.
And the other part of this is not going to start on August 7th, next week from Wednesday. This is down the road. So don't be confused or misunderstand or hear this. That's why if you go to mccse.edu and click on that link, it will show you everything you need to know and should answer most of your questions. But for folks that say, well, I don't want that to happen anymore, well, it's happening. That's just, I don't know how to say it any plainer than that. So you can see the timeline of community engagement meetings. You can see the plan process overview. And there is the comment box at the bottom with an FAQ section as well. Well, when we get back to school, everything is, well, we're ready. We're fired up. I'm going to have one going to be a freshman at Bloomington South. So we'll be panthering on Friday morning for that introduction for the kids. But we have all of our open house and meet and greets on the website as well. And as always, we'll start with the little folks. They will go actually before the first day of school. They will go Tuesday, which is a week from today, and get to meet the teacher and do all that fun stuff. How exciting of a time is that for everybody?
It really is. So Tuesday, August 6th in the afternoon, they can go and they can meet their teacher. They find out who their teacher is going to be. And there's always little activities and events. And it's just a really fun time to see other families and just get excited about the school year and see where your desk is going to be and all of those exciting things.
Well,
and
important. That's important. Where's your desk? Who's in my class?
Where's your desk? You got to know where to walk. You got to know how to go down the hall.
Where's the bathroom?
You have to plan these things out, the important things. whose desk is next to you? All of those really, really important things. Or do you have a class pet, you know, et cetera. So that's exciting. And then those are followed still for elementary school open house events later in the month of August. And those vary a little bit school on school. But for the most part, they're the week of August 19th. So some of them are on Tuesday. Some of them are on Thursday, but during that week. And then around that same time, we have high school open houses as well.
And the great part about it is, yep, you come in, you get a little comfortable. That tells everybody, hey, don't forget to wake up tomorrow. It's a very, very important day tomorrow, the 7th. We get everything started from those open houses. So that's fun. Lunch money, bus routes, cards coming, get down the how do we handle all those? I know these are just questions, especially with new parents. I don't know what I'm doing. I was there. I've been there and done that.
So transportation has just sent out a mailing today, so you should start expecting that in the mail. Information about the MyStop app where you can, you know, and also MyStop app where you can follow your students, see them get on the bus, make sure the bus is dropping them off at the, you know, their route and all of that, or when they're going to arrive home as well. And then in addition, that card will provide information on how to log into Skyward, check your bus number and your route and all of that information, and contact information for the transportation office if you have any follow-up information. Food services is sending out information today as well. That came through email in terms of accounts and getting everything up to date on the lunch bill. And that'll be provided to the school as well as you show up for these meet and greets and meet the teachers and those things to make sure everything is in order. But that communication you're going to start seeing, and you're going to see it coming out from principals, letters, messages, all of that. It's definitely exciting.
What is that? Parent Square Sky?
Yeah. So Parent Square 2, if you don't have it yet, you don't have to have the app, but you can download an app, and that's a really great way on your phone. Any messages that are sent from your teacher, your principal, or the MCCSC itself can come right there to an app on your phone, alerts, things like that, and all your kids will be right there. But all the messages that go out through Parent Square are sent straight to your email too, whatever email you have on file with the school. So if you're not getting communication, call those schools, the principals are back this week, admin assistants are back this week, and they're there ready to talk to you if you have any questions about contact.
Super exciting and super fun times. Okay, I always ask this question after a long time. Did I miss anything? I think everyone's ready, but from your angle, are we ready to go? Are we ready for August 7th, a week from tomorrow?
We are ready. We're really ready, and we're really excited. And I think we covered everything. I just want to say,
I always get nervous. I always want to give you the last word in case you have something on your list. Like, why didn't he talk about that? Well, it's been summertime.
So.
It's been summer.
We talked about meet the teacher. I know summertime. You kind of forget. You got to come back to your list, and you got to try to check them off, right? So you're like, let me get organized again.
Once I hear the aluminum water bottles pinging at 6:45 a.m. and the cabinets closing, I will know we are back and ready to go. But it is a super exciting time of year. And it's exciting as well. Dr. Marque Winston is the interim superintendent as well. So we're excited. We talked to her last week. She's fired up and ready to go. So what does your first day of school look like? Because I know I won't talk to you for a few months. Are you sitting by the phone? Are you out and about, bouncing around?
No, I'm going to be out in the school looking and greeting students. And I'm going to start my day at, and I'm you know, probably a high school because they start earliest, and then we're just going to move through the day. And I just want to see the tremendous things that are going on in our schools and connect with people. So I'll be out and about and looking around and then providing support to those buildings as they're greeting families and students in any way that I can.
All right, you ready for the forecast? You ready for the most updated forecast for it?
A
week from Wednesday. Mostly sunny, 91. So let's hope all of the HVAC has been put through
well.
The paces. Well, that's better than thunderstorms and everybody running in getting soaking wet on day one. We can deal with a little heat. And as we know in Indiana, if you don't like the forecast, we'll come check back in a couple of days. It might be different. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's always great to hear people that are passionate about their work, and with you and Dr. Winston and that's who we've talked to this month. Everybody should be fired up and raring to go 1 week from tomorrow, August 7th, the first day of school in the MCCSE. Alexis, thank you so much.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck, and I know I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great afternoon.